Yeah, you can pick whichever. That's perfect.
Is that fine?
That's perfect. Well, Billy, we meet again.
Yes.
First of all, congratulations on another win.
Thank you.
Here at Echo Park Speedway, that was a crazy finish there at the end, so I'm sure you have some comments about that. But just talk a little bit about this team. You guys didn't win last year. We're two races into the season, and you've already, like, not only won, you've now won two. So just talk a little bit about kind of what you guys went through last year and maybe how that's actually helping you now.
Yeah, last year definitely remained a challenge, you know, the whole time. And we spent a lot of time this winter reflecting on that and a lot of deep discussion on how to rebound from that and how to stay focused on the right things and not putting too much emphasis on results. And that's really hard to do when there is so much that revolves around winning and so much expectations that we have on ourselves, but also that comes with this sport and the ownership we have. So just going into it with the approach of controlling things we could control and trying to stay focused on just doing the right processes and expecting results to just naturally come out of that, and for it to happen this quick and, like you said, twice already in two races is amazing.
All right, we'll go to questions for Billy. If you have one, raise your hand. We're going to start up front with Jordan.
Congratulations, Billy. Two for two. These are drafting tracks, obviously. Wins are wins and points are important. Now we know all that. Now we shift up to road course, short oval, intermediate track. Is there anything you can carry it over at all from these last 2 weeks to what is ahead for the next three?
I think just other than momentum and confidence, no, you're right. They're very different tracks, and so many times these outcomes are out of your control. That there's so many things that have to go right to win these types of races, I think more so than the ones that are coming up. So, you know, honestly, we were just hoping to have good showings in these and get on to the meat of the schedule and the ones that are ahead. So really excited for what the future holds.
What is it about 2311 that seems it's really hitting its stride? It's not just the winning, but Bubba's second in points. I mean, the consistency's been there now. It seems like all style of tracks, you guys are in the game. What is it about this organization that is kind of putting in among, you know, we hear the big three all the time, but now maybe the big four.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it's just the culture, the communication, just the open honesty that comes from the top down, starting with, you know, the ownerships and what Michael and Denny both preach to us and what they expect, but also the advice and the camaraderie that we all carry. So I think we all just hold each other accountable right now, and everyone is certainly pulling in the rope in the same direction.
All right, we're going to go to Tim. Go ahead, Tim.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Today. Congrats on the win, Billy. I want to go back to that last restart because you guys opted to take the bottom. I first want to know, who had the influence on the call? Was it you? Was it Bubba's decision? Like, who ultimately brought it up to switch you guys down there and make that decision? And, I mean, Tyler didn't have a right front fender. I mean, I'm no expert. Obviously, you are as a crew chief. I mean, how does he keep the speed he does throughout the day without a right front fender here to Super Speedway?
Yeah, I don't know. We probably need to take that car to the wind tunnel, I guess, and see what we learned. But no, the bottom had been working for us on the restarts, and it had worked on the previous one. Obviously, there was some contact with the 77 there that sent the 20 in the wall. But we just, yes, I think Bubba was the one that dictated where he went, but we were going to stay committed to him at that point when we had the choice. The one before, we were put there just out of, that was what was left. But, you know, that worked out as we had planned. He got clear. And I still don't know exactly what happened that he ended up three wide top, but we were certainly the beneficiary. Had a great push from our Toyota teammate and the 19 behind us, and appreciate that once again, helping us get us out front. And yeah, I was really worried after we had the damage, made the repairs, realized we did have speed. We definitely preached to him to stay in line, you know, poke left front out, keep the right front hidden behind other cars. But I guess when you take the lead on the last three quarters of a lap, you don't have much of a choice, and it managed to hang on just fine.
As it, just to clarify, who initiated the conversation? Was it you or was it the 23 team?
I don't know. A lot of that happens up on the spotter stand, but from our standpoint, we were going to pick behind the 23 regardless of which lane.
And one last question. I mean, just how do you feel about your chances of three-peating, considering Tyler is a very skilled road racer?
He is. One step at a time. You know, we're going to enjoy this, but yeah, it's next week's a reset, and you know, it would be great. We could keep going on and on, but we're going to enjoy this one, and we'll certainly give it the same level of effort next week.
All right, we're going to come up front to Deb.
Deb Williams, Auto Week. Congratulations, Willie. We know the right front fender was missing. What were the other repairs that you made? You said you made the repairs. What were they?
Yeah, so couldn't do much about the right front fender. It was gone, left on the track somewhere. But the parts that were hanging off the front left, they did their best to bare bond to them, tie those up with tape and stuff, because it was so cold that it was hard to even get stuff to stick there to hold it together. I believe they got a brace in on the last stop when we came down. We made one attempt on when pits were open to put a brace in there, make another repair, and get the hood screwed back together to the louver. There was a lot of gaps up there that we felt like air was leaking out of. So I don't really know without looking closer on how many repairs were made, but basically the whole front end was torn up pretty good.
Thank you.
All right, any final questions for Billy? All right, congratulations again, Billy, on that win, and best of luck next weekend.
Appreciate it.